Good evening, councillors and guests. As you're all aware, we are webcasting. All attendees should refrain from making defamatory statements. Council takes all care when maintaining privacy. However, members of the public gallery and those addressing council should be aware that you may be recorded. And Melissa, could you now do the acknowledgement, please?
Lachlan Shire Council acknowledges the Wiradjuri people as the traditional custodians of this land. We recognise their strength and resilience and pay respect to elders past, present and emerging, and to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people who are part of the Lachlan Shire community.
Thank you, Melissa. Council asks for any apologies or requests for a leave of absence or leave off. Any requests? Apologies all here.
Next month I cannot make it. I'll be in Singapore.
You want to leave of absence?
Yes, please.
Just note that.
Thank you.
Councillors, now I'd like a confirmation of the minutes. Can I have a
move that for me?
And thank you, Dennis. All in favour?
Yep, hello.
Anybody wants to speak about it? All good. Council, we're up to on page 22, mayoral minute 5.1. A move and a second, please. Thank you. Thank you both. All in favour? Any questions? No questions? We'll have a few little comments later to make, Greg and myself. So, all in favour then?
Yep.
Councillors, now we have a couple of guests. We invite Christine and her associate to the public forum. If you girls would like to just come over here, please. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much.
You have the floor. You may address council.
Good afternoon, Mayor, Deputy Mayor and councillors, General Manager. Thank you for allowing us to speak today. Suzanne and I, we recently inherited a property, Hopwash Valley, which is in the Lachlan Shire, and we're having problems with access. The only legal access we have is by an enclosed Crown Road, which is only a small track. You can just get a vehicle up there, so it's probably better to a buggy, because that's how I get up there. But we need to be able to get machinery and trucks down that lane to our property. At the moment, we just haven't got access to run our farming business at all, and it's prime agricultural land of 3,500 acres. Historical information has been provided to us to look at. Apparently my mother's been trying to get this opened, but it's completely different for us because we haven't got any access any other way. We've spoken with Crown Roads, Darrell Lawrence, and he came out and had a look at the lane and actually travelled right from the Bowden Shire end, right down through the Lachlan Shire section of road to the property. And he said we could apply for a minor works permit, but we're not allowed to disturb the ground, so we can't do a formed road, and our clearing would be very limited. I kept asking, would we be able to knock out this tree? He'd say, no. If the limbs were narrow, like less than 60 centimetres in diameter or something, we might have been able to chainsaw them off. But anyway, we didn't. We thought it wasn't an option because we couldn't get that form road that we need to access our property. Darrell also informed us that it would be better for council to take over the road. We thought the council would like that. It would be nice if we could have just got permission to do a formed road straight down to our property, but that was not going to happen through Crown Rights. Darryl also, in an email, and I don't know whether you've seen the previous correspondence or not, he said that it's considered that the current access road directly from Popbush Valley to the Ningen Road by lot 13 DP752901, and there's another lot number, is the most appropriate route. Well, we that is private property, and we've tried on several occasions with the title holder to get permission to get put an easement through there and have been refused. So one of Darryl's colleagues said to us to ask Rob and Rachel Vincent if we could go through their way of Bobbidar Road to get down there. And their comment was, it's nothing against you or your family, but it's what happens in the future. Okay, and then after looking at the map that you provided, we went for a drive up Linton Lane and thought we might be able to get through that way. And we saw Kate and John Lees, and they said that, which would have been a good way if it would have worked, they said it's a real low-lying area because all the water off the hills going there. And they said you'd never get through with the trucks or machinery. But they did say, we also asked them about the easement, and they said, they talked about rogue leases, and it's who you get there in the future could cause a lot of trouble for them. So I think we exhausted all avenues with trying to get access through properties around us. And we did try a few times. We tried a couple of times with Rob and Rachel, and we did try a number of occasions with Graham, and just can't get anywhere. And I think everyone's got the same problem. It's not us. It's what can happen in the future. But in the future, I don't know who my next door neighbour is going to be either, to tell you the truth. So anyway, they said they don't want to be rude. We said we're not getting into an argument over it. So, the enclosed road is in two shires, and we've already approached the Bowden Shire. We went to the general meeting, and we had a follow-up meeting with the mayor, deputy mayor and general manager. And they stated that they're willing to help us any way they can, but Loughlin Shire have to be on board. But I noticed on page 88 of the agenda, it said that when talking about Bowden Shire, it says, however, it is not equitable for other Bowden Shire ratepayers to pay for access to a property that will only service one property, which is in another shire. Well, this may be one of their initial issues, because there was other issues which we discussed and resolved. And so that was an initial issue. But then there was a meeting some weeks after that, as I said, with the mayor, deputy mayor and general manager. And they said they would support us any way they can, as long as Loughlin Shire is on board. And when I think about it, I think I know of one Loughlin Shire road that leads to a Bowden Shire property, you know, it's like in reverse. So it's not unusual when you live on the boundary of the shires for that to happen. Suzanne and I'd appreciated council would treat this like as a new application, as we don't have any other access to our property, whether legal or otherwise, to operate our farming business. And at the moment, unable to earn an income. We're willing to contribute to the cost for the clearing and the formation of the road. It was mentioned about admin costs and environmental heritage. We have no idea what those costs are. I mean, really, we'd have to be given some idea of what it is. And really, when we think about it, once we get that road open and if we pay for it, I think other people will also be using that road that live off that lane, because then it'll become a public road. So I think, in all fairness, we're willing to contribute, but I don't think we should have to pay the total cost of it. And we'd also appreciate if there were any concerns that we'd be contacted to further discuss, as we really need to work towards some sort of positive outcome for our access. All in all, we're asking for council to commit to take over the section, this your section of enclosed Crown Road, located within the Lockton Shire Council. Daryl Lawrence also said that for the Shire to take it over, there isn't any cost. It's a transfer to the Shire. And he said that takes a week, and he said it's about another 2 weeks for it to be gazetted, but you haven't got a cost associated with getting that Crown Road. Sorry. And your section of road is approximately 4.3 kilometres, and Bogenshire was about 4.7 kilometres. So, and if we get the formed road, like the water also runs off, which enables us to have a better access to our property.
I fully understand, Vincent and Susan. Some of the councillors might like to ask you a question if you're prepared to answer.
Yes.
Anything they may put to you. Councillor, would you like to ask a question to the ladies?
I've got a couple.
Yes.
Is that okay? So with the road in its current state, you're saying you can't access it. So what's your actual farm being used for at the moment?
Well, it's not being used by us at the moment. My brother's still got cattle on there.
Yep.
But until we get our access, we can't get on there. So it's like...
How did he get the cattle on there?
Through his place, which he won't give us access through.
Your brother?
My brother.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I'm just trying to understand.
My mother owned property, different parcels.
Yep.
And when she passed away, she distributed out, you know, sort of between my sisters and my brother. And we're in that landlocked section. We can get a vehicle, just get a vehicle up there. But honestly, you cannot get a truck up there. There's no way you can run a farming business. And we have, like, on a number of occasions approached Wayne, and he gets, in the end, he just got really cranky with us and said, don't ask me again.
So there's no chance of mediating a way through that way then?
I don't think so. We've tried, and like I said, we tried over a period of time thinking, oh, he'll mellow, but he didn't. He doesn't want us going through there.
Okay.
Maybe his concerns are the same as Rob and Rachel and Kate and John Lee's. I don't know. But
I'm not sure who can answer this question. You mentioned that you talked to Crown Lands about the road and they said there couldn't be any clearing. If we take it over, what's the difference? How are we going to be able to clear the land if they're saying that they can't clear the land, but if we take it over, we can clear the land to make the road? I don't understand how that would be.
He said it was different.
That's the question I'm asking. How is it different?
I'd like Aid, you can answer that, please. Melissa, Aid, thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yes, Councillor, the council has to operate under the Local Government Act and the Roads Act, whereas the Crown Lands use different legislation. So we would need to follow an approval process through our legislation to form any road and remove any trees. We'd need to get undertake an environment and heritage assessment to make sure we're not removing any significant trees. But it is not as strict as what the Crown Lands minor works approval process is.
Thank you, Aidan.
This is just more of a comment. You said, oh, there's not really much of a cost to council, but if we do take over the road, there will be a cost to council. We'll have to have upkeep, and that's where we'll be coming in and looking at it from a ratepayer point of view, because it will cost us money once we take on, if we decide to take on the road, it will then cost us money in upkeep and maintenance.
That's
and true. Plus half the road is in Bogenshire, but apparently we're going to have to take over that. We're going to have to upkeep that as well.
We didn't know anything about
it. So when you say there's no cost, will it? There is a bit of a cost. That's just my comment.
You said there was no cost.
So you just said that there's no cost to transferring the road. And I'm just pointing out that that might be true, but if we do take it over, there will be a cost, both you guys and us.
Well, that's another reason why, because we haven't got the access and we desperately need the access, that's why we're offering to contribute. I mean, it's not cheap.
No.
Melissa?
We've had a couple of these come before us in the last couple of terms on council, and the other properties along that Crown Road were also willing to contribute to that. Is it likely the other neighbours that you think once it's formed that will use it will contribute as well?
I don't think so. No. I think if we've got it on our own, unfortunately. Otherwise, we would have got everyone to join together to get it done, but no one No one seems to be helping us at all.
Sorry, just the costing was 4.1. Do we have a rough costing for that agent?
Yeah. 4.1.
Auckland Shire's part was 4.3.
3, was it?
Yeah.
It's mentioned in the business paper.
Across that's 28,000, I think.
To clear the entire, that's just to clear, that's earthworks and basic clearing using a bulldozer. We didn't go to the extent of getting an environmental quote or a heritage quote or any DA or planning approval quotes. That would be on top of that. So it would be in excess of $30,000 just to do our section. The Bogan would be on top of that.
And is that for a fully formed road, that cost?
Not for gravel.
That's just a gravel road. Yes. But that would give like appropriate access, like for trucks and that, like they're wanting to get trucks in there for grain carting, I'm assuming.
And so I think it would be access.
Yeah, it would just give access.
It would be a discussion about what is acceptable access. We think about current council roads, which have small or limited amounts of gravel, and how trafficable are they at the moment with the wet weather? Some would say poor or nil access.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be concerned that we would all agree that no gravel would go on there right now, and then we get another wet period like now, and then a further discussion or argument would happen about getting more gravel to make it all-weather access. And we do have a reasonable water course running through the road as well. And that would need to be considered about what drainage would need to happen over that.
Sorry. So if we spend the 28,000, these lovely ladies here are still not going to be guaranteed access to with their trucks and that. Like, that's what I'm saying. They're willing to put in money, but even if they put in a certain amount of money, it's probably not going to be up to the standard that they're expecting. That's all I'm trying to.
The value of contribution hasn't been confirmed.
Yep.
No dollar figure has been agreed or suggested.
Yes, I understand that. There's just been no discussions. We're just trying to figure out sort of a figure, like ballpark.
Can I say something on that?
Yes, please do.
Yeah. When we talk about the road, if you go out my way now on the road, it's a disaster because of the wet. So the whole idea is when the road is wet, like
wouldn't
this,
be used.
you stay off it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and you just wait. Like it doesn't take, if you get a bit of a wind and that, you get that crust on top and you're right to go through again. Yeah. So, and like there's 10 Ks of enclosed road. So the whole idea is you just stay put until it's dry enough.
Yes.
You don't want to wreck up the road. Mm. But like I said, we most probably would not eventually be the only user.
Gates up.
And it's generally not the people living there that sort of drive on it when it's wet. It's usually somebody else.
Yeah. I understand.
But when you look at it, the majority of the time, it'll be giving us access to our property so we can earn a living.
Yeah. It's only, you know, some years it doesn't rain at all, does it?
Very abnormal.
I mean, thank you for coming along and putting your point, because that's very brave of you with that.
Did you see the paper?
Yeah, I was watching the prison. with your access, as you said, nobody else actually has access to a home or anything on this road. It's just access to a home.
Oh, it goes that the property, if you see the entrance to the property, the green line and the red line.
Yep.
Rob and Rachel's place is on the left-hand side and the right-hand side, but they've already got access to both sides because they just cross over that lane to the other side. And their house would be, I don't know how far off the lane, but you've been out to Chris Eldridge's before, haven't you?
Yeah.
His is closer to the lane there than what Rob and Rachel's is to that lane. Yeah. So
just you mentioned there too, like your brother, has he got which of your blocks are at the moment? Are they up the southern end of the block or?
Yes. So he's got the block that goes from Cockies Road down. But if you notice, Moore Creek goes straight through there. And So that's a nightmare as well. But the fact is that, look, it would be easy if he gave us permission.
Yeah.
But he won't.
Oh.
He's such a stubborn person at times. I mean.
Well, you should know.
Well, I know. I mean, I suppose he feels he had to put up with five sisters, so.
Yeah. I pray for him.
He's running out of time, but I've just got one question for you.
Yes.
What is your expectations of a road? Do you want a form road? Do you just want access? What is your expectation?
We want a formed road. Okay. At this stage, not necessarily gravel. If we find later on that a section of that road needs to be gravelled, organised could be paid for it.
So the next question is, what would you be prepared to put in for your contribution towards that road?
Well, we would like to know what those other costs are.
Getting to that.
Yeah.
Getting to that.
Yeah.
So this meeting decided here today to try and help you in some way.
Yeah.
It'll be a large.
Well, I should get the 28th that we see.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
for that costing of 28, we'd pay it because we need the access. We're not earning anything at the moment.
Ladies, I understand. I do sympathise with you, but I think you've been very, very well, and you explained your situation absolutely wonderful, I think, because you're basically either fenced in or fenced out.
Yeah.
And if there's no further questions.
Can I?
One
more. Sorry. It's probably for Adrian. I'm sorry. So with the road the way it is, if it's in Crown land, can the ladies not go and get, like, they're not allowed to go to private road construction people and say, hey, we want something done with the road, we're willing to pay, can you do it?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, they can apply for a minor works permit.
Which is what they said they wouldn't get.
Well, no, it won't give them the outcome they want.
Gosh.
It will only allow very minor vegetation trimming. It won't allow tree removal. So it won't allow large agricultural machinery access.
And one further question, Robin, two ladies. Robin, address you.
Of your 3,521 acres, how much is arable? How much can you put down to crop? Because by the look of it,
about 2,800 to 3,000, about 2,800 if I take out the little bit of bilgon.
Yeah, no, I was just looking at the.
There's mallee up the back.
Yeah, that's
allowed to sort of clear some of that.
Okay,
because we haven't done anything because we can't get there.
No, I just thought that it had a substantial amount of that, and that's why I was.
Yeah, so it'll be around about 2,800.
Thank you.
Really need that road and patches, ladies.
Thank you so much for your presentation.
That travels back on the wet and boggy roads.
Good track.
So it's a bit of money.
Wait on Johnny's return, councillors. And what we're looking for, any disclosure of interest?
Yeah, it is.
Let's give Johnny a couple of ticks.
Councillors, I didn't mention it during the apologies, but Karen Pegler wasn't available for today's meeting, and Tanya McCallum, who's normally step in is busy getting our financial statements done, so that's
not fair.
Representative here today.
Is that time, isn't it?
Honey, in your absence, we've gone up to 7 on page 23, disclosure of interest. No, no disclosure. Johnny?
Not that I know of.
Page 24, reading note 8.1 building project update to June and July.
The recommendation except for 8.6 and 8.7.
And 8.9.
I'll just pick it. See.
8.9.
Okay. So the mover, can we have a second? Council are moving this now to 8.5. So we're going out to 8.5. Move Council Harris, second Council Lewis. All in favour?
Yep.
All right.
Page 34. Move in a second, please.
Yep.
Urban Works monthly update for June. Dennis, move in a second, please.
Second.
Thank you, Robin. Discussion? No discussion?
Yep. No,
Pete, you're on.
I've got a couple of questions. First question is just on the Scott Street subdivision. I presume the NBN installation will be fibre to the house. As far as, or it's just fibre to the node still. That's all at the moment.
Copper to the house.
Copper to the house still.
Standing across.
That's all the NBN wanted to do at this stage, was, even though they're trying to upgrade many other areas, but fibre to the house.
It's my understanding, Councillor. I will confirm that, but I believe it's just a replication of what other connections are around town, which is copper to the house.
Excellent. Next question was the cemetery, the gazebo at the cemetery. I was just wondering whether a actual position of that gazebo has been finalised. It's still under.
Through Mr. Mayor, the cemetery committee and council staff have all agreed on a preferred location, not far from the columbarium, but more to the east, if that makes sense, towards the travelling stock route. In that area. Makes sense. Garden Club is happy with that.
You like that? Gumbin Lake, the sand and the just the current updates on finalisation of that. That's going to be finished, what, next month, is it, with the Gumbin Lake and the restoration there? The
through you, Mr. Mayor, majority of the sand is in. We're just cleaning up the stockpile site at the moment. There's a few little cleanups to do here and there with a silt fence to try and keep the weed out of the swimming area. But other than that, those works are complete. Yep.
And the final question was just on the Condoblin cricket nets. I just was unsure as to where those new nets are going.
Through Mr. Mayor, the old tennis courts are now, there's a number of courts that are disused, and so there's a location that's been cited to use one of the old tennis courts to as a location to install the new cricket nets on that site. So near, just between the refurbished tennis courts, the car park and the cricket ground.
Very good. Thank you. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Further questions? I have one aim. It's just the netball courts. Well done. Looks good. People are happy. Have we got any money left for them lights? Or we
nope.
Have you spent it all?
Will we spend?
Not the answer I wanted, David. But thank you.
What's the surface that's there?
I think we'll answer that in a second.
It's real chappy. No, everyone was quite happy, and I was like, is it a cross between an indoor service and an outdoor? It's certainly not like the normal stuff that's at Tully and condos, netball courts. It's quite tappy to run on and stuff like that, and a little bit bouncy. It's weird.
Not by tappy, Mr. Mayor. There's an impact attenuating layer within the surface. So maybe think of it as a small layer of gel. Which makes it softer to run on. Yes.
Yeah.
So it is not an acrylic layer that's been put on top of the asphalt directly, but it's rather a rubber layer with an acrylic layer on top. I can give you the specs, Councillor, of what they put down.
I'm just interested.
It is a different feel.
My other role, resurfacing some courts and stuff. But interesting. It was very interesting to run on, and I've been umpiring in that league. And it was odd but cool.
Well,
it felt nice. We didn't anyway, but I didn't know what it was and why it was so different.
It's all right, I don't play netball, as you well know. The response was they're all happy.
Everyone was happy, but I had never been on that surface before. And for me, the previous week we were at Ungary, and theirs was different again. And this was like almost simulated like an indoor. Sprung timber floor almost. It was odd. Good odd.
Sure.
You're on the news. Yeah.
Okay. Any further questions to our directors or no further question?
All yours,
sir. Favour.
Aye.
Councillors. Council of Sale Tourism Promotion Update 8.7. Mover.
Okay. Second.
Discussion.
Going well.
That's a fairly good figures there.
Sorry, yes. Mr. Pat.
Thank you, Peter.
I have several questions. First one was just, well, not really a question, it was just a congratulations on the installation of the new bike rack.
I said you didn't have an interest.
The question I had was on the water tower mural. I was just uncertain about the water tower mural and what was being involved with that.
Which water tower?
Which water tower mural?
Yeah, I'm reading the paper with water tower mural. Hence my question. I can't put my finger on it right away in the paper, but
what mural are you referring to, Pete?
Water tower mural. Mural that will be on a water tower.
The one under Tottenham? The very last one.
Water tower mural signing.
Under the Tottenham banner.
Councillors, Adrian will speak on that.
Yeah. So, Mr. Mayor, I know that the tourism office has been having some conversations with Lakes Alive about the car parking and the signage around the water tower mural in Lake. So we're just continuing discussions on what kind of car parking to have and what kind of landscaping to have there.
Sorry, just to be clear on that, was Lake Angelica?
Not Tottenham. Is it Tottenham?
What are you referring to, Lake Angelica? Adrian answered the question on Lake Angelica.
Yeah, that's all right. Thank you. That's it. I'm finished. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
So there's no water tower mural at Tottenham?
Can I do a follow-on for that one then?
Yeah, by all means.
So if there's discussion, does that mean that there is funding coming up or?
Maybe coming up through grants, which they've explained to.
Yeah, all right.
Adrian's already explained that, Rob.
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake. It might have been Tottenham. My mistake, I'm sorry.
Can I just clarify?
Going to clarify a few of
Councillor Harris, there's no mention of the water tower mural in Lake Angelica.
That's what I asked. It's under Tottenham.
Under Tottenham.
What, it's only Tottenham?
Tottenham.
Yeah. And it's
Chile signage.
Water tower mural signage, as Adrian Adrian mentioned.
What did you read, councillor?
I read what my left brain thought it said to the right.
Chair, that explains everything. Thank you, councillor. So moving across to the left, further discussion on the Tower of Tottenham.
What do you want me to say something?
But if you work, I've got something to say, by all means.
Well, I think that's what it does refer, because we are... I think because we are looking at signage and parking and everything in Tottenham, which has been ongoing for quite some time, and that sort of thing, and that's still, I think, still further discussions are happening. But whether the Lake of Jericho is happening too, I wouldn't be a bit surprised either. You know, there was something happening there that is a part of the program. We need to, you know, put some sort of signage there and a bit of a history of what you know, why it was there and you know, how it came about.
Thank you, Johnny. Greg has a comment to make to our esteemed councillors. Go, mate.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Just following on from Councillor Metcalfe's comments. So we're working with the Lions Club of Tottenham, who are volunteering, who are offering to volunteer to help with the establishment of a car park. They're providing a shelter that they're manufacturing. They are looking to supply and erect some directional fencing to control the flow of traffic. Council will contribute a couple of loads of gravel and spread it, and then directional signage for long vehicles to make their way to the parking area. At Lake Jellicoe, we've had requests to do something similar to beautify the old water tower mural area, but there's been no offer of any sort of voluntary work from any community groups as there have been at Tottenham. So it hasn't progressed at Lake Jellicoe, but we need to identify a source of funding, and the work that's needed out there is much more significant than what's been proposed at Top. But I should clarify that.
Absolutely.
Distinction.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'll just make one final comment that the load of gravel is at the area which you're talking about for car parking, so it's been there for a while, but hopefully we'll get a spread sometime.
Thanks, Johnny. Further discussion, councillors? No further. All in favour then? No. Sorry. You want something?
No.
All in favour then?
Yep.
Aye.
Yeah. Thank you, Dennis. Councillors, 8.8. Mover and a second, please.
Yeah, I'll move it, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you. Thank you, Dennis. Discussion. A little bit there to think about. No discussion?
No, we've discussed it before.
No comments at all? Okay, all happy with life. All in favour?
Aye.
Aye. 8.9, Roadworks Monthly Update, June. All in, the mover?
Aye.
Thank you, Melissa.
Okay.
Peter. No discussion?
Got a question.
The director, Melissa.
Yep. Through you, Mr. Mayor, to the director. Just want to talk about Karawatha Road, which is off Boona Road. Now, I totally understand that we've had wet conditions and all the roads in the Shire are not going as well as they should be. I travelled on Karawatha Road on the weekend. It's barely passable in when you turn off and you go straight in. I'm just wondering whether we can put it on a list for someone to go and have. It really needs gravel, but I understand our limitations with gravel. I just want to put it on someone's agenda. Can they please go and have a look? Because the first 2Ks, you can barely get up.
Mr. Mayor, we have been up that road a few times in recent months. We're aware of the standard of it. We're aware it's poor. There's limitations, as the councillor has alluded to.
You're right, man.
Hello.
Robin.
Robin,
are you a director? You're speaking to...
Yes, through the mayor, please. Yeah. I noticed that the main road 7513, which is Lake Jellicoe Road, shoulder grading, is that going to be the sections of the tar that are narrow, that they are really breaking down again and there's quite a drop from the edge? I know some was done, but not all three sections of it.
That's correct, Mr. Mayor. Through you, not all sections will be done. Only some of the worst sections will be done. you're not able to do all of it.
Thank you.
Do I open, councillors? Any further aid? Thank you, Johnny.
I'll just ask a question, Adrian.
Certainly.
With his grants, and that's something which I'm very impressed with, in the fact that it does tell a story. You know, does the season have a lot to do with the way these graphs are running?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, season as well as staff taking leave over Christmas breaks, as well as the reseal seasons reseals are normally undertaken in the fringe seasons. So you can often see big jumps in expenditure through March or through October. That's because we're spraying black stuff and it's very expensive to do that. So you'll see significant jumps in shield road maintenance, especially during those times.
Looking forward to a bit of dry weather.
Yeah, I was going to ask that same question to you, eh? Not that we're obviously nice to it, but Cobar Shire just done about 7 or 8 kilometres 2 weeks ago. And I, like you, Johnny, thought it had to be done in the hot weather, bitumen. It's only a common question to me, but I've got no idea about the engineering qualities or how you do it. So we have new products now that we can whack them down? Yeah.
Not knowing what products they're using, but the best solution we found using reseals, bitumen products, C170, to use the technical phrase, is normally best done when the bitumen temperature is above a certain limit, 15 degrees, and it doesn't cool down as quickly. There are additives that you can mix in with the bitumen products to make sealing in cold weather better, but we found the best outcome is normally done through those autumn months,
yeah.
Spring months.
Thank you, eh, guys? I'm unaware of why they did it or how they did it, but they've explained the situation perfectly, so thank you.
Mr. Mayor, can I ask a question?
Certainly, Dennis.
Oh, this is just of Adrian. I rang Adrian a couple of weeks ago about a road, and I think he said he had somebody that might be going to, they were going to go and look at it. Did you look at it, Adrian, or not?
Yes, this is Mr. Mayor Foster's Lane down around Bircher.
Yep.
The commitment I made was that when the grader is in the area, they will have a look. They will do the maintenance grading when they're there.
So has that been done, Adrian, or not yet?
It hasn't been done yet, no.
Okay. No, it's just I've been away for 10 days. We just know what happened. Okay, thank you, mate.
Councillor, any further questions to Adrian? No, all happy with his report? Then, okay, all in favour then?
Aye.
Pass. Okay, so perhaps 9.1, general manager has got nothing to say at the moment. He comes up in confidential. So you're going to move in a second. Page 63, 9.2. Community and Actions Event Support Program. Move it, please.
Look at it.
So. I moved it, Pete.
Yeah. Open discussion, councillors.
Happy to support as written.
Well, what was moved? I didn't hear you.
Yeah, moved by Melissa, seconded by Peter.
Yeah.
And that was community donations and event support programs, Dennis?
Yep, okay.
Community services. Got it there in front of you, mate?
Yep. So what are we donating to?
Yellow Mountain Incline. Sheepdog Trials, all inclined.
Yeah, Auto Club and the Dog Trials. Okay. Yes. Yep, no, I agree. Yep, go with it.
Any discussion? Okay, that's right.
Yep.
All in favour?
Right. Yep. Yep.
9.2.2 Fraud Corruption Control Policy.
The recommendation.
Thank you, Peter.
Yeah.
Second that.
Second. Yeah. Move it.
Yeah. Discussion?
No.
It's to happen.
Doesn't matter how much pop seal you'll have.
Favour?
I'm favour.
Yes, Member Sam?
Ah! I'm trying not to. I'm struggling with that window behind you, whether to put my sunnies on or not. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, all in favour.
Yep.
Might get Adrian.
Reflex coming off his head.
Oh, I thought we were in here for the natural light. It's okay. That's much better. Thank you.
Joe, I'm not seeing the faces up here.
Thank you.
Better, Melissa.
Oh. Hmm.
Comments.
Fast, up fast, yeah.
Yeah.
9.2.3, gifts, benefits, and
bribes. Yeah, yeah, I'll move it. Yeah.
Dennis, Peter.
No, it's.
Anyone like to discuss anything earlier? All happy with that per row?
Yep.
Just don't take anything. Yep.
871, Councillors 9.2.4, procurement policy, local preferences policy, disposal of asset policy. Still want to move it, please?
Yep.
Dennis and Peter. Discussion?
No, I won't bother.
Yep, 28 days and find out.
Yep, let people make a comment in 28 days. They probably won't even read it.
Doesn't matter.
There's only one little thing I'd like to bring up to the notice of council. I'm not sure each and every one of you are aware of it. But number three, local preference purchasing policy. Are you aware council had that for quite a number of years?
Yep.
Anybody want to ask any questions how that works? Or?
Sorry,
Mr. Mayor. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
I'd like to ask a question how that actually works.
Get this one. General Manager will explain that quite simply for you, Councillor Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
I will. 5%, 7%, something like that.
Through the Mayor. So there is a local content that we add to the waiting for tenders and quotations. If they're eligible for the discount based on the volume of local content that's added, the maximum discount that can be provided is 10%.
That's fair.
We still pay the full price, but basically they can.
So just essentially, if they're a little bit more expensive, it brings
them. Gives them an incentive to put in for tenders and different things.
Good idea.
I think it does, and it has worked quite well in the past.
Is 10% enough? Should it be moved up to 12? 15?
We've got to be competitive. We are a council as well, so we've got to be competitive in all aspects of what we do. Greg, give a comment.
I'm just trying to give local people a chance.
I applaud it. But
I was going to say it's a very fine line to walk because you're dealing with public funds and there's national competition policy and 10% is usually a figure that's accepted. Anything above that can sometimes be questioned. And it is a reasonable margin to provide for the extra cost of doing business in our area.
Would you like to move that further or discussion? Are we quite happy with Greg's remarks?
Well, I'd like to move it up a bit, but from what he's just said, that it'll be questioned, so there's probably not much point.
We do also provide assistance to any local contractors or businesses that might want to do a tender if they've ever done it. Do we? Or no, we can't do that either.
We have provided help to guide people through the process. Often local businesses might be a bit daunted by what's involved in tendering with a public agency.
Yeah.
It's not often taken up because using Adrian's area, for example, where they're required to have workplace health and safety systems or environmental management systems and things in construction, it can be a big task for a small operator to undertake to meet those requirements. And they're not necessarily requirements that we might impose on small-scale work, but on low-scale work that we're doing roads with state and federal government funding, we need to put that level of control on it. So if help's needed, we're always happy to help the locals.
Always happy to give advice, I like
it. Yeah. There'll be a report coming to council next month on the panel tender we called for the depot project. We didn't get any local submissions for any of the trades that are required there. So.
Okay, Greg, thank you for explaining that. You're all across that now. I think it's a great incentive for anybody in our Lachlan Shire, whether they be Tottenham or Lake or anywhere in the vicinity. I think it gives them an open chance to get out there and have a go anyway. All in favour?
Can I just...
Sorry, Donald, you can go, mate.
Yeah, I agree with the 10%. I've got no problem with that. But it's the information getting to any local contractors that they know what we are doing. Do they rely... Like we leave it rely on them to find out for themselves, or do we somehow let them know, or we just do it by advertising or the way we go about things?
Depends what the nature of the contract is, and I can't answer in relation to the depot what level of communication it was had, but I do know with other projects that we've done, for instance, when this building was re-roofed, we were directly contacting local providers, asking to submit prices, and
so directly.
It's good.
I don't know whether you can answer this question. Like with the locals, do you think that they just think that bigger companies will just outdo them so they don't bother? And so the 10%, if you increase it a bit, it might give them a bit more incentive?
Oh, I don't think that's the reason. I think there is a degree of difficulty in doing work for state, federal or local government. And with the skill shortages and the trade shortages that are around the area, they would rather work in domestic situations or with locals than have to work to the standards that we might impose on them.
Fair enough.
There's a lot of come into a lot of these major projects. You might specifically have to have a person on site every day during that working week just to make sure the procedures are followed correctly. That's a cost to everybody. But anyway, if you're all happy with Greg's remarks and his answers, I'd like to say I'll put it to a vote and all that are happy say yes.
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 We'll move on. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for that. Good discussion. 9.2.5, data breach policy and procedure. Mover.
Yeah, me.
Robin and Melissa. Discussion?
What's to happen?
In the biggest of companies.
Discussion?
No. I'll put it to council, all in favour.
Wait.
Eight days.
One question. Johnny, did you?
28 days.
28 days.
Okie dokie. 9.2.6, ARIC work plan 2024 to 2025.
The recommendation.
Thank you, Peter.
Second it.
Thank you, John Hinks. Discussion. No discussion. That's a big one.
It's a big one.
You all understand that? You all understand this fraud control?
Yep.
Okay, everybody's happy, so I'll put it. But again.
Yep.
9.4, infrastructure services. Council, I move and a second, please.
Yeah, yes, I'll move that, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Dennis.
I'll second it.
Peter. Discussion.
Well, we don't have much choice, do we? We've got to take it on.
Well, Dennis, yeah, I thought there might have been a little bit more discussion, but I'm in the same frame of mind, but I thought some of the council might like to discuss it.
Well, I can't see any way out of it but for us to happen to take it on and deal with it. That's just my...
I'd like to further comment on Dennis's remarks as well.
Yeah, I agree with Dennis, but in the fact that we've got to take it on, but I think we're taking it on the case for public interest. In the fact that, yeah, like if a volunteer organisation or some club and that sort of thing wants it, yeah, like that's available, you know, for volunteers and et cetera to use it. It's just we don't want to let it go as wasteland because I think there's still cricket happens out there. Is that right?
That's right.
Yes, it does.
Yep.
Golf course, it's not maintained as a golf course anymore, is it? Is it suitable for residential subdivision out there?
Land.
Oh, well, if we take it on, if they give it to us, no. Yeah.
No, we can't
just
do that.
Just thinking of the housing crisis and...
done all that. Done all
like
that.
Not knowing
that,
if...
That we can't use
lot.
It.
See, what the council have done, speaking on that, Melissa, is what they've done up in the north of Lake Jenica is going to be absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
All but there. Yeah. And I think you'll see the Lake Jenica population... Berman, Boothway, Parkton, Dover, Tottenham and the whole lot.
Oh, God.
Regional area, sure.
No, I was just wondering if they gave that, because obviously cricket does still happen out there, but if there was developer or someone that wanted some lifestyle-sized blocks or something, it could be potentially ideal, but we can't do that.
Greg wants to make a comment, but just on the cricket side of things, a gentleman out there has approached me and he said he's quite happy. If the Shire do take it over, he wants to remain out there and be the curator of the cricket fair. Didn't meet anywhere else, but it's important.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Greg would like to make a comment.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor, and I'll rely on Adrian to correct him accurately. So, basically, it's going to be cancelled one way or another. It's either going to devolve to us or we're going to request to take it over. And if we request to take it over, it gives us more flexibility for the land use than if it's devolved to us.
That's right.
It will remain Crown land with the same restrictions on the purpose of the land. It is subject to Aboriginal land claim, which is unlikely to be resolved if it remains as Crown land and it continues to be used. And by taking it over as the Crown land manager and requesting it, there's opportunity for irrigation to be undertaken there, which could help solve the Lake Jellicoe evaporation problems that we've got. So I think it's in our interest to...
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg, for those comments. And I did read that and I forgot to mention that. So thank you for bringing that to the council's notice.
Just, Paul.
Thank you, Johnny.
Sorry, mate.
Thank you, mate.
It just, Greg, it reminded me too, like on that golf course down there, especially on the southern end of it there, I think there was a lot of tile drainage done over the years and that sort of thing to sort of help drain that for salt control and that sort of thing. So, you know, like, I don't know how it's a while since that's been done. To whether does the Crown still look after that, or we just it's just left the way it is.
I can speak to that, Mr. Mayor. It's the golf club that has managed that in the past, and with them no longer operating it, hasn't operated in quite a while. So I've inspected the site, and yeah, it's dilapidated and rusted, and would need to be re-looked at as to whether it's worth getting it back up and operating again.
So we'd likely to demolish the building or keep the building?
Well, that hasn't been determined yet.
But that becomes our problem too. Not our problem, our facility too.
Sure, you, Mr. Mayor, that's up to the Crown, isn't it, for the building?
No, that
still says it's...
Well, it becomes ours.
We'd have to prepare to maintain it in some form.
It's owned by the...
Mr. Mayor, anything done on Crown land remains the property of the Crown, including our SRA pavilion and everything in condo. It remains the property of the Crown.
Yep.
So, Johnny, you're happy with that question now? That would come under our control.
it come under our control, but when if we wanted to do renovations and that sort of thing, we'd have to get permission from Crown to do it, though, wouldn't
we? I can't answer that. I'll ask Greg.
We're the Crown Land Manager, so we can make the decision on whether we want to renovate it or upgrade it. We have to maintain it. They own the app, or they're technically the owner of the asset. We still have to have it on our books and depreciate it and incur all of those costs. Does also make us eligible to apply for Crown Land funding to help assist with the cost of
money. Yeah, it's a business.
We can apply for a grant for that through the Crown.
There's a few things that are available, and basically what's happening at now, there's the utilisation of the toilets and showers are being utilised. How long that will keep going, that'll stop once Bernie here decides what they're going to do about it today.
Is there any chance that the lakes, the golf club will ever reform, or is it just gone completely?
Well, Dennis, I'd like to see a 9-hole golf course, and
yeah,
Greg just mentioned with these lagoons, if everything was possible and things could work out, and God, it's only a dream, but I'd love to see a, wouldn't have to be flash, but a 9-hole golf course there, so you'd remain with the sand grains, that'd be right, but you'd have to back to a lot of voluntary people and
organisations.
Yeah. Passionate about and happy days. Give them a mower off their truck. That's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
It's working, doesn't it?
Yeah, so we got that. We have to take it on.
Thank you, Dennis. Councillors, any further discussion? Yep. I think you say you're all happy as per right.
Yep.
Thank you, Derek. So I'll ask for a consensus all in favour.
Yes.
Thank you, Gary. Greg.
We'll need a mover and a second. Yeah. Suspend.
Councillors, I'd like to suspend this meeting at, I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's about 2 minutes past three. Oh, okay, I'd have a coffee break. So, all in favour, suspend the meeting at this point of time. Thanks. To the lists. Coffee break. So thank you very much for that short break in the loop. We're going to continue now with 94.2. It's on page 85. Could I have a mover? Second, a joint mover. And Megan seconded. Thank you very much. It is now open for discussion, councillors. So well, how do you want to play this? You got your program there. Which one would you prefer to go?
I prefer if... It's not my preference, but we've been setting a precedent if we go and do this, because we already knocked back another place which I was involved in, another discussion, and I couldn't say that why should we give to one and not to the other. So as far as I'm concerned, we should just knock this back and say try and find another way, another solution to the problem, either buy a bit of land so they can get themselves an access or find another way.
Dennis, thank you. Thanks for that comment. That was Dennis's comment. Council, any further comment on that? Robin, thank you.
Thank you. To check. I was also wondering when I was first reading it about why not the Linton Lane extension, but then, as the lady said, you can't because of the flooding. But I'm of the same with Dennis. But, you know, as much as we feel for the ladies, and their predicament, but it's still got to be option one, which is the reaffirming the previous, because otherwise it's that thin edge of the wedge, it's the precedent, and that causes.
Thank you, Robert.
All through.
Appreciate that. Johnny?
Yeah. Yes. I know that they're in a corner. There's no question about that. And, we've got to think of our ratepayers. There's no question about that. But also we've got to be in a consultation with Bogan Shire when it comes to what the truth, there. But with option three, am I right to think, the council just become the road authority, but any other work that has to be done, got to be done by them, paid by them, and any ongoing work is just that we are the road authority and that's about as far as it goes? All right, thinking that way?
Adrian, John?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. So the three options in the report, option three would be the situation where council was to agree to become the roads authority, and the suggestion is that they would in,
pay for all costs associated with the forming of a road, the clearing of the road, any environmental approvals, any admin, just as a way of suggesting to the ladies to for them to gain their access without being the burden on every other ratepayer. It would only be fair, I would see, as an option for them to in them to pay for all costs associated with it.
Just feel that that may be just a way forward, which doesn't actually involve them, and also doesn't involve negotiations with their neighbours or their brother down the track, because I think that's all at an absolute stalemate, and because of this, it's nearly eight kilometres long, down this road, which is only half of it's only ours, and with the amount of timber and everything that's there and that sort of thing. And I think they realise what's got to happen to them there, but I think that's the only way I can see out of it.
Thank you, Johnny. Further discussion?
For you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Peter.
Just further what Councillor Metcalfe was saying, does that mean if they, for example, did happen to pay the full cost of the roadwork, does that mean that though that there's been the road authority that will be responsible for the ongoing maintenance of that road for in perpetuity?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, that is correct. The level of service of maintenance would need to be established, but it would. There's a cost estimate in the report there of ongoing maintenance estimate annual. Sorry, there's a cost estimate in the report for ongoing annual maintenance of around $6,900 per year.
Greg would like to make comment too. Thank you, Greg.
I just wanted to reinforce, because what Adrian said is correct, but council isn't under an obligation to maintain or construct any road. So if we agreed to take it over as a public road and gave permission for them to construct it at their full cost to whatever standard we specified, we could also condition it that they would be responsible for the cost of any future maintenance and make it very clear that council would not maintain it. It does create ongoing problems, because if the property changes hands, the new owner might have a different expectation.
Mm-hmm.
But council does have the ability to put those conditions on any road that we have the care and control.
So if these, just going off what Greg said, if these ladies agree to pay for the access and we take over as the road authority, if there is a change in title, so the property is sold or new people come in, we could potentially be in the same position with a new owner. They may not agree to what these ladies have agreed to, so they would be back at this position.
There's no agreement. It is a council resolution that if we take it over a public road, we will not maintain it. And there would be nothing to prevent them coming back in the future or another future owner and requesting council to reconsider and change their resolution. And it'd be up to that council of the day whether they chose to or not.
Thank you, Greg.
It's I just want to just emphasise, because my question sort of led to what Adrian said about the ongoing maintenance of that road. So, like, if we become the public part of the road authority, they will have in writing saying that we will not be doing any upgrades or anything to that road.
That would form the basis of any resolution that council may wish to make, and it would be conveyed to them in writing that council would agree to take over the public road, provided that they fully fund the cost of constructing and the future maintenance of the road.
Just another question too, am I right that the part of this road at the moment is that Vincent's have a grazing right on that road? So what happens with that?
Extinguished.
With the motion?
Once the Crown agreed to transfer to public road, the grazing rights would be extinguished and the Crown would inform them.
So what's going to happen there too?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa?
Look, I can say I can actually sympathise with the lady's situation. However, I just think we've set a precedent before. We've denied others. I think if we agree to anything other than the recommendation that's there, we're setting another precedent, and I think that's a whole different ball game. So I think we should just go with what the recommendation says.
Hey, Melissa?
Right, have another go.
Yes, you are. Of course you can, Johnny.
Well, I just want to make everything clear to people, you know, where we're going. Yeah, like in one way, because yeah, this has already come before council, we've knocked it on the head. But yeah, like we know where they're at. But I'm just wondering about this word precedence with this, you know, with the road authority, you know, with the people doing the, you know, like is it a precedence that what we are actually doing? Because the other roads I'm thinking of, and that's who I think the people have to put their own, you have to pay for their own formation or whatever they want to do with the road. Am I right in saying that?
I'm not sure that I can answer it. I see a distinction between this situation and the situation on the North Falls Road, because there was no clearing on the North Falls Road required, and they weren't asking us to take it over as a public road from memory. They just wanted us to construct the access. So a minor works permit would have allowed that to occur. The difference here is the vegetation and their ability to clear it. Whether there's a precedent and whether it sets a precedent, there's so many different situations and, in, you know, environmental considerations to make in each circumstance that it's hard to set one rule for all of them. It really needs to be assessed on the balance of the characteristics.
Because the other side of this one too is, if even if we do like the public make, you know, us a road authority, what they have still got, like this, that's basically the end of for us. If we get that authority, that's for, anything else has got to be done, that's up to them. What, yeah, you know, for the environmental side of it, you know, so what they later take out, what they can do with the road and all that sort of thing. We're just becoming the road authority. That's all.
We would be exercising our responsibilities to approve or reject any application they make to clear.
It'd come before us.
It would come down to us using the authority we have under the Act and ensuring that they comply with those obligations.
That's very good.
Just a quick one, that near the back of our farm, but there was a precedent for sure, and Lachlan Shire Council denied. I'm positive of that. A long time ago, but I know that it definitely happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, Melissa. Sorry, Megan.
So my question is, if we become the road authority, we only own about approximately half of that road. Bogenshire owns the other half, or approximately half. Say we do go ahead to become the road authority, but then Bogenshire says, no, they don't want to. What happens in that situation? It could happen.
Yeah, it could. So require Bogenshire to agree to take on their section.
Yeah, that's what it says there.
That's a very obvious
question. I'm just asking the question.
Seriously, with the first option that's nominated, to appreciate to run, Megan.
Through you, Ms. Mayor, I'm just wondering, will there be more problems with the landholders on each side of that road if they do gain access and the council get authority of the road and then they form it up? Is that going to cause problems for the landholders on each side of the road?
That's a good one.
I think it's a ripper question.
Leave that one to the picture. I think Megan, you want to have a shot of it?
Crystal ball.
Here, back again, yeah. 6 months or a year's time with the other landholders.
Absolutely. And I think that's what Greg was trying to point out, Megan.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I might have to take it there. I'm happy to take it to a vote.
Yeah, good. I have Councillor Harris has.
Just one more question. Clarity. As a road authority, whatever road, if they agreed to fully cost the funding of the road, fully fund the cost of the road, but the road would still have to be constructed to our standards. Not a case of, because I know with the other case we were talking about, there was a dispute between what we said the costs were going to be and what they would get private contractors. So there's no avenue for them to go out and get private contract. It'd have to be constructed to our standards or not.
We would specify the standard of the construction.
Sorry?
We'd have to specify the standard of the construction.
No cost.
So, all clear. Dennis, you all clear? You heard of?
Oh, yeah. I've heard it.
Okay. So, we've got a little bit of disagreement. So, options.
No, right? The motion is.
Oh, the motion.
We haven't heard.
Motion is the referendum.
I'll move the motion that we reaffirm the previous resolution.
You've already done it.
And I'll second
that. That's a motion we've got. And Robin, you're going to second that?
Right.
You already have two. Yep. Which is.
Alternate motion, so that's
the
motion.
Okay, Greg has just explained it, but there's no alternative motion, so that's the motion we've got in front of us.
Can I force that one?
Sure.
Want to foreshadow it, Tommy?
Yeah, look, I just, because there's this recommendation that we put the recommendation up to the vote, and I'll foreshadow that we go with option three.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. A foreshadowed motion won't be considered unless this motion is lost. If this motion's carried, the foreshadowed motion can't be put.
Carried still.
Thanks.
So we're going to have.
So we put this motion and if it's carried.
Okay, so I think you're all aware of what Greg's explained to Johnny. So what we're voting on now is a recommendation, not the foreshadowed one at this stage. So, show of hands maybe would be.
This is for the recommendation.
This is for the recommendation. Show of hands, 3, 4, 5, lost. Oh, yeah, well, that's passed. Recommendation is passed, Johnny. So your first shadowed motion is declined.
Gone west.
Thanks.
Get that right.
Okay, so that's. So thank you, Johnny. Nobody could say nobody was having a go, so thank you, Councillor. That was a pretty tricky one. I didn't know which way that was going to go. Okay, councillors, page 90, deputations. No, that's the motion. No, that's the decision. No. Twenty-one councillors, 13 delegates report, 13.1.
I'll move that for you, just a minute.
Thank you, Dennis. Second, Robin. Thank you, Robin. You've all read the report. Anyone got
it? Yep.
I just put one thing I got out of it there with Mayor Craig Davies from Narromine on East Biodiversity the city doesn't understand what our problems are out here, this side of the mountains.
We know that for sure.
Getting the offset they're trying to enforce upon us, which is holding development back on a lot of issues out in this part of the world, and that's just getting people to understand that. I know he's pretty passionate about the way he's been with it, because I was with him on. Saturday, and he certainly emphasised to me once again about the biodiversity. It's a pretty good point.
Thank you, Johnny. I'll just comment a little bit on that. I couldn't agree more with Greg Davies, of course, but Greg and I just returned from Canberra. We had the Greenies. They both spoke lengthy. They want to stop all fossil fuel completely. They want to stop all trains, all trucks, anything that's got and running on fossil fuel. I really don't know whether they understand how they get it across that blue mountain. Well, I don't.
They'll have it brought in.
Would have asked one lady where she got a fresh orange juice from every morning when she got off the yoga mat to go and have a foam or something. So you've got no idea.
That's right.
It's very scary.
Nobody should have gas down and ran it.
Laughable.
Thank you. Good on you, Johnny.
And just today on the news too, it's a new land clearing that's been put out by the state government today too, so it might be worthwhile to look at. They've gone back about 8 years ago of what we can do and what we can't do, so which will affect council, I think, in the long run.
Thank you, mate. Good on you, mate.
Sure.
So, all in favour?
Aye.
Aye. Only a couple of eyes.
Good report.
Thank you. 97, correspondence. Move it, please.
The correspondence written dealt with is read.
Thank you, Johnny. Seconder?
I'll second it.
Peter?
I've got a question, if no one else has.
Sorry, I'll just wait for Greg. Okay, your question, Melissa?
Is in regard to the letter from Dr. Timothy Bailey about the physiotherapy situation at Gundoblin Hospital.
Yep.
I've read the letter and his concerns. I'm wondering, as a councillor, are we able to write to both the Western Lachlan Health District, or sorry, the Western Local Health District and New South Wales Health, and ask them what is the exact situation of the physiotherapy at Gundoblin Hospital?
I'd like Greg to comment on that, because he had discussions this morning with Amanda from Roy Butler's office. So thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, I the Mayor and I met with Miranda from Mr. Butler's office this morning, and I wanted to check that she had received the letter and what action they were taking. She explained that they have sought information and they're also seeking a response through the Minister for Health, but she said it's a situation where they're trying to gather all of the information before they can make the formal request. And she indicated that it's probably best left with them at this stage. They need to get the full story. And based on her comments, I'm just not sure that we'll be adding value by writing at the moment. They certainly know what an issue it is and the life expectation impacts that it has on patients who can't get physiotherapy in the hospital. And they're treating it very seriously.
Can I just make a comment on this?
Jenna, take care.
This doctor was talking about a patient, and I have a fair idea who the patient was. And this patient was asked by the hospital to get her family to take her to Orange to have the physio done and so forth, not by ambulance or by any other way. Now, it's only a few years ago, we used to have two physiotherapists in Condo. And then I also read in that letter that there's a physiotherapist in Condo who wants to work, but they can't get the funding for it because it's gone to virtual. We are really going backwards, people. We've got to do something to start stopping this.
Agreed. Nobody disagrees with you, mate, but we can't answer that at the moment.
No, I was just going to say, are we able to just sit on it until we hear back from Roy Butler's office and then maybe at an appropriate time write a letter of support to that? But let's just sit and let them do their behind-the-scenes business. Is that all right?
But it's not just happening here either. It's happening in Cobar. It's happening in a lot of hospitals. The same thing is there's no physios anymore. You've got to go to Dubbo if you're at Cobar. So it's the same situation. It's just that they won't spend the money on putting a physical person in to do the physio. They want you to go and do it yourself by going somewhere else.
I know it's a completely different department and a much less serious issue, but the example was given to us about TAFE New South Wales and a course that was going to be conducted in Cobar. They had 30 participants registered to undertake the course, and it had to be cancelled because the funding was pulled to TAFE to deliver it.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that's education, not health, but it's an example of how government services are being ripped out of rural and remote areas.
That's true, yeah.
I'll just say something to follow up on. It's exactly the same situation we're having in Tottenham with the doctor situation, which we've just lost a doctor and we've sort of filling in the best we can. But every time we've got a Tottenham Health Group, which actually follows up some of these things, and we've been trying to follow up with the Minister on what the situation is with the four Ts. And the thing is, they're only sending back generic answers to not, we're putting suggestions forward to maybe to help them, you know, sort of make contracts, not only just for us, but for everybody else. And they just won't come back, you know, with to actually work together and try and make some of these things happen. And I was talking to Miranda again about that this morning. She's been a great help when it's come to what we've been doing. And we're just sort of now she's waiting on a letter from the minister, which she said takes about 6 weeks, you know, for them to reply. And I think it's the same. I don't know how long this one's been going for, but I'd say
a fortnight so far.
Well, I'd say you've still got 4 weeks to go according to the usual time frame and that sort of thing. And as Miranda did say, it's not much use following up until you get that reply from the minister to try and bring the facts forward, maybe again.
Yeah, just for you, Mr. Mayor, I just agree with everyone, what everyone said in the room, but it's just it's a classical example here again with all sorts of things, but particularly health, which is important to all of us. Well, it should be. But they're continually trying to always find reasons as to why not to do something. And touching what Councillor Metcalfe said, that is the whole problem. Everyone in society nowadays is out there trying to find reasons why not to do something rather than trying to find a way or an avenue to help people. Because near the end of the day, we are talking about individual people. They've got names, they live in houses, they are there, the mothers and fathers and daughters and brothers and sisters of people around us. And health is so vital to us. And these smaller communities where we've been ravaged by the loss of health services, it puts enormous pressure on how these towns are going to survive in the future. There'd be a lot of people that are seriously look at to whether they, A, would they move here? Look at medical services. Look at the medical services. We don't know. That might be a game changer and say we won't come. People living here, as we're all getting older, you know, things are going to happen. We need treatment. We need help. We need professionals to look after that side of us. If we haven't got that in these small communities, you know, there's a lot of people that are going to seriously look at moving away to the bigger centres where the help is. That is the big problem. And I just loved at some stage or other, and it's not just health, it's across all sorts of issues. It's that it always gets down to the final thing, oh, we haven't got the money. It's a bit like Wangla Dam Wall. Big study, what do they come up with? A, it's going to cost too much. B, it's going to cause environmental damage. Well, hey, we all knew that. You're going to flood a place with water. It's going to build a dam. It's going to cost money. But they find a reason not to do it. And here we go again, right through this, right through life, it's happening time and time again. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. That's well put, Councillor Harris.
Very well put.
It's passionate.
It is. Oh,
more than passion, I think. It's right up there on that soapbox. Thank you.
Okay. Greg got a little bit here on the mop crash.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, you'll notice the last item in correspondence is an invitation to attend the mock crash in Parks. Previous years, Councillor Nelson used to volunteer to go. I just wondered if there was anybody from council that would like to attend the mock crash issue.
Yeah. Neil?
I'm actually away that day, which is also a council meeting.
Did you?
Mungerial days, so I'll be on
Singapore.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Well,
someone should go.
Danny's the one?
Yeah, I missed that day, was it?
I think it must
okay, be.
I'd say I'd go with them, but I'm not actually at
school we'll that staff day. Representative along.
Adrian will just volunteer to go.
Thanks, Adrian. Traffic.
Yeah, no, Adrian.
It's on our traffic committee. Adrian and they are in Singapore.
Oh, wow. So we're going to put the correspondence, so all in favour?
Yeah.
Sorry. Looking at attachments.
Yeah. Nice. I'll email
them. 28 councillors, 15 questions of which notice has been given. Bill? Petitions are
Bill. Cool.
Somebody asks. I will ask somebody to move us into closed session.
Yes,
Vivian Melissa.
It is on. I'm on.
Listen.
No, that was special water.
Yeah.
17.1, confirm ARIC minutes, February 2024. Move Harris, second and Medcar. The Director of Cooperative and Community Service report R24-170 be received and noted. 2, confirm the minutes of Audit Risk and Improvement Committee, ARIC, meeting held in February 2024 be received and noted. That's passed. Internal Audit, Fraud and Corruption Action Plan and Progress 2-30524, and that was moved by Brady and seconded by Turner. Director of Cooperative and Community Service Report number R24-162 be received and noted. 2, the Fraud and Corruption Internal Audit Action Plan update be noted. 17.3, confirm ARIC minutes, September 2023 and November 2023 meetings. The mover was Brady and the seconder was Rees. Director of Cooperative and Community Service Report R24-169 be received and noted. 2, the confirmed minutes of the Audit, Risk and Improvement Committee ARIC meeting held in September 2023 and November 2023 be received and noted. Condoblin Ballfields, number 2 scheme, contract number 5, transfer of pump station modification. That was moved by Harris and seconded by Metcalf. Director of Infrastructure Service report number R24-179 be received and noted. 2, the proposal from Allies Automation Private Limited be to undertake additional electrical and telemetry works to accommodate the installation of the Virtue aeration system and the Condoblin Ballfields number 2 transfer pump station as a lump sum of 272.537 excluding GST be accepted. The Mayor and General Manager be authorised to execute the necessary contract documents and affix the council seal. Okay. 17.5, Interim Audit Management Letter 2024. That was moved by Harris and seconded by Metcalf. Director of Corporate and Community Service Report number R24-188 be received and noted. The Interim Audit Management Letter and associated comments for the financial year ended 30th of June 2024 be noted. 17.6, Outcome of the Review of the ARIC Efficiencies, Effectiveness. Move Metcalf, second of Turner. Director of Corporate and Community Service report R24-189 be received and noted. Outcome of internal audit efficiencies review. That was moved by Metcalf, second of Harris. And the Director of Corporate and Community Service report R24-190 be received and noted. Okay, 17.8, CNSWJA tender assessment for the supply and delivery of bitumen emulsion. And that was moved by Harrison, seconded by Turner. Director of Infrastructure Service report number R24-193 be received and noted. The tender of Bitcher Pave Limited for the supply and delivery of bitumen emulsion. Be accepted. The General Manager be authorised to sign the contract documents and fix the council seal if required. For the General New South Wales Joint Organisation be advised of Council's decision. 17.9, offer to purchase Council property, Bathurst Street, Condoblin. That was moved by Brady, seconded by Turner. The General Manager report number R24-195 be received and noted. 2, Council adopt option 2 of the report and sell the property at the price offered. 3, the General Manager to be authorised to engage Council's legal representatives to prepare the contract of sale. The Mayor and General Manager to be authorised to sign the contract and other sale documents to complete the sale. Tender negotiations, Condoblin Ballfields, number 2 scheme. That was moved by Brady and that was seconded by Bartholomew. The Director of Infrastructure Service report number R244-197 received and noted. 2, the revised submission from Trailbat. Retired limited for a lump sum of 314-956.96, including GST, be accepted. The Mayor and General Manager be authorised to execute the contract documents and fix the council seal. 17.11, tender assessment, Danaloo Road flood restoration works. That was moved by Harris, seconded by Metcalf. The Director of Infrastructure Service report
R24-205 received and noted. Council accept a tender of an award contract to Countrywide Absolute Proprietary M4T to 24-18 Flood Restoration Works, Danaloo Road, M347. The Mayor and General Manager be authorised to sign the contract documents and fix a council seal if required. General Manager Annual Performance Review, period ending 30th of June 2024. That was moved by Metcalf, seconded by Tholomew. The recommendation, the Performance Review Panel Report number R23-239 be received and noted. Council note the report of the Performance Review Panel. Extend congratulations to Mr. Tory and his staff for continuing to achieve the excellent achievement of council. In accordance with clause 8.3 of the General Manager's Contract of Employment, the total remuneration package be increased by 4.5% to ensure parity in maintaining with other council staff. This increase is incorporated in the new contract of employment. Council offer to enter into a new 5-year contract with Mr. Tory with a commencement date of 19/7/2024. The Mayor be authorised to sign the General Manager's new contract of employment. Drink of water now, Melissa. That's the report. And councillors, bring us the late report. I'll just ask, I think Sheree put this around earlier this morning, and like a deal of RSL sub-branch restoration of all memorial cenotaph.
Yeah, you're requesting a donation.
I'll second it.
Okay. Thank you, Janet. Have all had a chance to read it?
Yep. Yeah, great idea.
Well, basically, just, and thank you for that, they've been chasing this money for ages, and basically what's happened from Rookwood, they tell you who can restore these monuments now. Like, for example, I've known a guy that's been doing this for 25, 30 years. Of course, it's not authorised by Rookwood. I love everything down here. So they've been trying and trying for years, and it's your response here today that can make it go forward. I think you've been you all are very appreciative over there.
Yep, it's our property.
Yeah. So,
just that question. I note the letter from Rookwood was dated the 21st of July 23. Has there been an increase in the quoted costs in the last 12 months, or are they likely to have remained the same?
Comments I've got from Mr. Ian Kemp was I needed $2,000 to finish this restoration.
Oh, perfect.
He never mentioned any more, and I can't say yes or no.
No, that's okay. I just want to make sure that they will have enough that needs to happen.
I think, Melissa, if there's not enough now, we will find it out somewhere. We'll do something.
Yes. Okay, perfect. That needs to happen. Good job.
All in favour then?
Yep.
Thank you very much. I'm sure they'll be very appreciative over there. And as you all know, the cenotaph does belong to Lachlan Shaw.
Yeah,
great. Worthwhile cause.
Councillor, with your permission, I will close the meeting, and Greg has a couple of little.